A new song. As far as Allison learned it during the music camp, Pastor Josh, and she was down there. But it's got a wonderful meaning to it. It goes right along with what we've been singing this morning, that I'm free, I've been set free in a new life in Christ. Because of all that, there's going to be a meeting one day. And we'll get to meet those loved ones. Sister Anna, Mama, Daddy, and all of your sweet loved ones that's gone on, that's there with the Lord. Wow, what a meeting that's going to be. So we're going to sing this one. You enjoy it. Sing along with us.
Well, I don't normally do this, but I have something I want to say this morning. I'm thankful, first of all, that he touched me. Many years ago, I was 7 years old when the Lord touched me and saved my soul. I thank God that I'm free, and then I'm going to a meeting. Just think what a meeting there is this morning with Sister Anna up there. Like Brother Brad said, his mom and dad. My mom was gone 16 years Wednesday. I miss her every day, but would I bring her back? Absolutely not. She's much better off than we are. And there's going to be a meeting. We're going to step through those gates, and my goodness, what a sight to behold. There's going to be a meeting.
Thank you.
all right to get Pentecostal. Hallelujah. We as the people of God have been quiet too long. That's the reason all the hell's broke loose all over the nation, because we sit silently, we weep tears, but we ought to be more vocal. Just how good God is, how wonderful He is. We rejoice and ought to rejoice, not just in here, but out there. I've met some old Christians in my life that it didn't matter if you were at Walmart or in those days JCPenney or Sears, and you'd run into them. I've had this happen to me, and I'd say, "Oh, sister, how are you?" Right there in the middle of Walmart. "Oh, woo, glory, hallelujah. I'm good, preacher. I'm good. God's been good to me." Now, you talk about shaking down the blue light special. It shook it down, because we had a Holy Ghost special that came in that day. I remember being in Montgomery Ward. Some of you older ones remember Montgomery Ward. Run into a little lady. She would shout at the drop of a hat, drop the hat. We was in the furniture section. And she said, "Oh, Preacher Davis, have you talked to Jesus today?" I said, "I have." And she said, "Woo-wee, I have too. He's so good." I tell you, folks didn't know whether to get in a recliner or lay down or fall down. God's so good. Let's stand to our feet a minute. And I'm not sure. Glory, glory, glory. Somebody touch me. Give me something there. You got it? There you go. Glory, glory, glory.
Somebody touch me.
Day of your week, and it's a Sunday or a Monday or whenever it was, just raise your hand up, okay? Here we go. Here we go.
It was on a Sunday. Somebody touched me. It was on a Sunday. Somebody touched me. It was on a Sunday. Somebody touched me. I know it was the hand of the Lord. Somebody touched me. It was on a Saturday. Somebody touched me.
Sunday.
It was on a Sunday. Somebody touched me. It was on a Sunday. Somebody touched me. It was on a Sunday. Somebody touched me. The hand of the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. Somebody touched me. Glory, glory, glory.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Don't that make you feel good in your soul? It does. Praise God. It gets you out of the oppression of the day and the depression and the suppression, because the Bible says that God inhabits the praises of His children. Yeah, He shows up when you show out. Amen. And I'm not talking about flesh. I'm talking about what we're experiencing this morning, the sweetness of the Holy Spirit walking through us and in us and around us and in our midst this morning, worshiping Him, adoring Him, singing of the fact that we're free, singing the fact that He touched me. And there's a meeting in the air. And that meeting, I think, is coming soon, church. We ought to be in real, can we say, practice for when Jesus splits the eastern sky. Hallelujah. Real practice, because He's coming, and I want Him to know that I love Him with all my heart, my soul, my mind, my strength. And I'm going to worship Him. I'm going to enjoy Him. I'll stick my tongue out of the devil, Brother Lynn used to say, and I'll shout glory all the way home. And that's what we should be doing. When you're out there and you're around and wherever you are, don't suppress the Word of God or the Holy Spirit as He speaks to your heart. Don't you suppress it out there, and by all means, not in here. Amen. Hallelujah. Bless His holy name. I love Him this morning.
We are that we have young people that are serving God in this church.
Amen.
You know, I'm a little partial, but Allison and others that you get up and they, you can see it in their soul, in their heart, that they really love the Lord. It's not just getting up there and wanting to show off or anything like that. You know, it's true faith. And you know, today, the Lord just put on my heart this week that we're letting our children go. You know, a lot of the world are just giving up their children to the devil. They're gift wrapping them and just saying, here, take him, you know. And, you know, 6, 7 years old, and you see 10 years from now, they're going to be on drugs. They're going to be in the world doing things that they shouldn't do because nobody cared. Nobody said, look, this is the way we have to do it. And you know, letting your child go, people think that not disciplining your child is being they have sympathy for them, you know, and don't want to discipline, but that's child abuse. You know, if you don't raise your child in the way that God wants you to raise it, it's akin to child abuse, because you know where they're going. You know, they're just going to go out in the world. The world's going to eat them alive. And I've just got a real burden this week from God to share this and to, you know, pray for our children.
Amen.
And the children in our community. There's so many, you know, when we were growing up, people our age, Brad, you know, I mean, just about everybody was in church, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You just go to church, you know, and you couldn't find, you know, hardly any 10, 12 year old kids that hadn't been at least been to church some, you know. But now there are 10, 12 year old and older that's never even stepped in a church because their parents hasn't made them do it. You know, maybe their parents are Christians, they just say, you know, we just don't want to let them go. You know, if you want, you don't want to go, just don't go. You know, we didn't have a choice when we were growing up. Right. You know, and I know that some people think that's, you know, they shouldn't do that, but you know, I think it's a sin if we don't.
Sure.
And if we don't make them go, if we don't tell them what's right. You know, so I just wanted to share that and to say that we should pray for our children.
Yes.
And just show them that we love them.
Yes.
And just hug them every day. Tell them we love them.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Bless his holy name. Well, well, well. Glory be to God. We're just having church. That's what it is. Praise the Lord. Bless his sweet name. And we're just listening to the Holy Spirit. Josh, what's on your mind?
Well, I always want to preach, but I mean,
don't ask the preacher. He's always, it don't matter where he is, he's got the message there. I mean, they called on him in our preacher's fellowship. There's 50 preachers out there, and the preacher, you know, the moderator said, Josh, you got something on your heart? He said, I'm ready anytime. He said, well, come on. And he was, too. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We're in one of them times this morning, being sensitive to the sweet Holy Spirit, that you don't want to hinder anything he wants to do, and at the same time you enjoy this in these moments, as Brother Tom says, we're going to church, and you love. I love you, Lord. Get me something there, I guess. I'm glad Debbie knows the somethings every time I ask this. I love you, Lord, and I lift my voice to worship you, oh my soul. Tell him one more time. Here we go. I love
sweet.
whatever God tells you. If it's to come and pray, if it's just to sing, if there's just an overwhelming burden that you so need to bring to the Lord while He's passing through. Could be some things that you're fretting about, worried about, just don't know what to do, what's going to happen. And it's about to eat you up, about to eat your lunch, wearing you out, taking your sleep, taking your joy. And you say, I need to just really know that God's got this. I need to know that I have just left this there. I encourage you to come on down. Let Him have it. This is a good place in this altar. I'm thinking of Laura Beth and others. Thinking of how Satan is so after our kids. And he's after all of us. But we're going to pray a hedge around them. We want them to be strong. These kind of meetings. There's folks that they live their entire lifetime. They never come to a meeting like this. They never come in when God shows up and the Spirit takes over and you just listen to Him and you allow Him to do what He wants to do. And you rejoice in His goodness that He's God. Hallelujah. Bless His holy name. And folks, I had to travel some this week. Over 1,000 miles. I drove up to Pennsylvania and around there a little bit, preached some, turned around, come back, and all that. And I love the country up there. Jenny and Daryl, Jenny's from there. I love it. But I felt something there, and I've been going up there for, my goodness, 20 years, I guess, 18 to 20. I felt something there that I had not experienced before. It wasn't in the church. It was an atmosphere around the hotel and the community. An atmosphere of oppression, satanic oppression, that just pushed down. I wondered if suicidal things, and I wondered as I was in that motel on the third floor, I thought, is there some dear soul here in this place? That Satan is wearing out. Demonic powers are so oppressive. And I'd never experienced that before. Don't know that I have, but one time else in my life. And that was years ago when I was preaching a meeting in New York City, right in the Bronx. And that heaviness, satanic heaviness, come across me. And I felt so overburdened. Nothing but the demonic powers. You know what causes them to flee? This. They can't stand it when the Holy Spirit moves in your hearts and you raise a hand, you cry, you just sing. They cannot stand the praises of God's people. Never, never, never. They cannot tolerate the truth of His Word. The truth. Hallelujah. We can't take that. We put that truth out there. We lift it up. Why art thou cast down, O my soul? David said in Psalm 42 and 43, I shall yet hope in God. I'm going to yet hope in Him. And He's the help of my countenance. His countenance is my help. Just Him showing up, His brightness, His shining, He's my help. He's my countenance. School. Where's our kids at because of oppression? Where's our teachers at? Your job, places you're in, the things you're doing, that oppression's there. But we, as God's people, have the deliverance in Christ Jesus. We're not the first ones, my friend, that's faced this. No, we're not facing anything like some of the countries I've traveled to, the third world countries, where the witch doctors are dancing around and demonism is everywhere. But we're getting closer in America. But we, as God's people, we have joy. We have victory. We have the peace of God. I shall yet praise him, David said, Psalm 42 and 43. I shall yet praise him who is the help of my countenance. I'll praise him. I'll lift him up. And he asked himself that question, why art thou cast down, O my soul? Why are you down? Why are you in depression? Why are you in discouragement? Why are you down? And he answers, I'm going to praise him. I shall yet praise him. Psalm 43, he says, for the truth and for the light that you give, I'm going to praise you. For the truth and the light, we have the truth. We're more than conquerors. We're going through. Hallelujah. We're passing through. This earth is not my home. This world's not my home. I have got the Holy Ghost in me, and so do you. We've been preaching these miracles here, and the miracles of God are showing up. And his miracles are with us. And we rejoice. He's with us. He's in us. And we praise him today. Let him have everything you've got. Let him just, what do you mean, preacher? I mean, just give it all to him. Just say, Lord, I surrender. I surrender. I'm going to open up every room in my heart. I'm going to throw open every room in my life. I want you to go in there, Lord, and look around. Anything you see that's not, that shouldn't be in there, throw it out. Clean it out by the blood of Jesus. Because the blood of Jesus cleanses from all sin. Clean it out. Move that doubt, that despair, that discouragement, that depression. Move that out of there. Move that besetting sin that eats me up. Move that out by the blood of Jesus. And then sit on the throne, Lord, in that room. Sit on the throne. If Jesus is not on the throne, self is. Self is a horrible master. He always wants you to do things that's not what God wants done. So if Jesus is not on the throne, self is on the throne. Somebody is. And it's self or Jesus. But I want Jesus, don't you? I want him on the throne. Yeah, I want him. I want him. Lord, we want you on the throne, Father. We want you on the throne in our life. We want you to walk through every person's life here. I pray they'll fling open the door. They'll just say, come on in, Jesus. Go through every room. Clean it all out, because the blood of Jesus cleanses from all sin. Clean it all out, Lord. Wash it all clean. And then, Lord Jesus, sit on that throne in that room and in every room in my life. Sit on the throne and conquer it all. You're the king. You reign. You rule. You reign. You take over. You've got it. You control. And you're in control. You keep my spirits lifted and rejoicing in you. You keep me excited and thrilled about you and about your truth. And let the word of God be so dear and so close to me. You do it, Jesus. You do it. And make me what you want in me. Move this other stuff out and saturate me with your presence and your power and your sweet spirit. Lord, do that for me and for all of our people here today. Lord, willingly we open up the door. You've come in our midst. You've parked among us today. And we rejoice in that. You didn't have to do that. Countless tens and hundreds of thousands of people meeting around the world today. And no doubt some places you're there like you are here. But here you've camped in with us. And we've enjoyed you so much. May this be a normal for us. Lord, may we not get used to the dark. May we so enjoy the light of your presence, the light of your countenance, the light of your truth marches in our hearts, that leads us, that dispels all the darkness that Satan has out there. He's that wise, marvelous, gracious, good God, and he's our King. His name is wonderful.